That you wanted the Bears. Well, guess what, buddy? You got them. Hey, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of the Bear Tape Podcast, where we talk about anime and lifting and basically whatever we want. What?
You forgot basically whatever we want to talk about.
He was just saying that.
He literally just said that.
No, he didn't. I'll play back the audio. I'll play back the audio.
And you're going to be a fool because he said that.
Do you want to bet?
Yeah, are you knocking him for not saying anything we want to talk about?
I didn't say basically or yeah, something. I missed up one word.
All right. Let's
hey guys, it. Welcome to the Verite, where Ooh. We talk about anime, lifting, and basically whatever the hell we want to talk about. Because that's usually what ends up happening in the first place.
I don't know what you just said, but I loved it. See, that's how
If you're tuning in as a regular listener, you would identify that voice as the crazed white rabbit. We decided that she does good shit and keeps us kind of on somewhat of a path. So
Lord,
she might be here a little more as our producer. I don't know. That's up to the Grizz. He runs the show. I just do most of the work.
it's because you have that giant, big, beautiful bear back mountain.
You know what I really think it is, though? What it really comes down to is that big bear energy.
Big bear energy. Where can we get some of that big bear energy, Ice Bear?
Big bear energy, available at senpaistrength.com, $9.99 per month.
You know, you should make a shirt that says that, Senpai.
Big bear energy.
Big bear energy.
We gotta get more popular.
Yeah.
You should also get in touch with Four Eyes and make condoms.
Dude, those Four Eye condoms were perfect.
Sponsored by Four Eyes.
But only their condoms.
Don't leave yourself bare.
Ooh! No, that was good. See?
That was good.
That's
why I'm here.
Exactly. That's why we pay you the bare bucks. Not the big bucks.
Which is nothing.
Exactly. It's bare. Like your wallet's bare because we pay you nothing.
But it's just all your undying love and support. So I'll take that.
Please don't talk about salaries of the podcast members on the podcast, please.
Yeah, seriously, don't do that.
Because our salaries are very different.
Look at this. What? We'll get grizzly condoms, icy condoms, and pansexual condoms.
That's right. Really good.
And the tagline is, don't leave yourself bare.
Boom, look at that.
Do that.
All right, can the icy ones just be a wrapper, though?
Oh, my God.
No. Like, you'll open the wrapper, and it'll be a little note that says, abstinence.
No, if you open mine, it's just going to be a piece of paper with my Instagram name on it.
It'll be a link.
Are you implying that's enough protection as is just following you on Instagram?
No, it'll be a link.
Dude, why participate in intercourse when you can just follow me on Instagram?
Okay.
It'll
something
be
something to think about.
I thought it was going to have a link to Michelle's Patreon.
I mean, if you play back all the audio from every episode that we introduced the Patreon, you'd realize I'm not even the one plugging it.
Well, I know.
It's you guys. That's called free advertisement.
That's because we love Misha Mai's Patreon.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
The Morzel?
She is releasing a special set this month to everybody, not just patrons.
Everybody,
if you are
say.
Interested, everyone is going to be able to purchase the extra kind of risque lewd Bowsette set.
I'm so excited.
Me, oh my.
Me, oh Misha Mai. Boom, look at that. Was that a Rabizly scene?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's the birth of Rabizly.
What is that?
Rabbit Grizzly. Rabizzly. We just synced. It's what we do.
You guys already made a name for that shit while I went to the car for like 2 minutes?
No, it was in the fucking chat.
I'm sorry, you guys had a conversation hours ago without me?
In the chat.
You were there, you just never looked at it.
Yeah, did you look at the backlog?
First ones that are hurt that you don't pay attention to what we talk about.
What's this?
Did you look at the backlog of the Barite chat?
No, I never.
Well, that's why.
That's why.
Bearceiver. As in a bear deceiver.
God, there's a lot of bearception.
What's on the agenda? Bulletin board agenda? Whatever you got in your office, I don't know.
Well, I had the unfortunate pleasure of experiencing a little, you know, something today that I thought I might talk about with you guys. I mean, I think you guys are pretty much aware of kind of what happened.
Ooh, yeah. It's a hot topic.
I got, not quote, kicked out, but requested to leave my gym because I was wearing one of my Senpai Strength crop tops, which apparently was inappropriate to the patrons as it was too distracting to them by showing, oh my god, midriff and torso.
Yeah, how dare you show your belly button? I'm not going to be able to bench if I know that your belly button's out there.
In the world for everyone to see.
Well, everybody knows if you show a belly button, white peckers die.
Maybe it wasn't so much you're showing your belly button, but maybe did you clean your belly button today?
Ooh, there you go. That's the real question.
You know, I have to think about it. I guess it's all on me then. My fault. How dare I go in with a dirty belly button?
First of all, potential dirty belly button.
Potentially dirty belly button.
No one
allegedly.
Wants that.
Allegedly. Dirty allegedly. Belly button.
Number two, you're a woman. So why do you think you even have rights at the YMCA?
Oh my god, seriously.
What does the YMCA stand for?
Young Men's Christian Association.
I didn't hear woman anywhere in that title.
Well, is that really what it's called?
Huh?
Is that really its name?
Yeah, the Young Men's Christian Association.
Really?
So I should have known. Yeah.
I thought it was that song.
That's what the song's about.
Really? I thought the song was... Wow.
Yeah, it's basically an advertisement.
Mm-hmm. What?
Did you see any women in that song, Senpai?
I saw a lot of Ice Bear energy in that song.
Lots of Village People energy.
Yeah, Ice Bear. No. Let's hit it.
Yes.
Oh, there you are.
Come on, Ice Bear. Give me some YMCA energy. One, a two, a squiddly diddly do. Okay, Ice Bear, that was beautiful.
As always, delivers right when we ask.
You know, you get grumpy, but 30 minutes from now, when I hit you with a beautiful rendition of YMCA, the callback humor, it's just going to be just right.
Guys, he's
saving the bear energy for later.
He does it every
saving
time.
Saving it for later.
He wants to be the closer. Like he never wants to bring that type of energy right in the beginning unless he's like pissed drunk. And then, like, otherwise, he'll stay, like, mostly silent and then hit us with a banger in the end.
But I guess, I mean, okay, as far as going back to the whole why thing, I mean, where do you guys, what kind of gyms do you guys actually work out at? And, I mean, as far as dress codes and what people think about what you're wearing, I mean, does anybody say anything to you guys about anything?
Well, like, I'm big. People don't really fuck with me.
Well, okay, yeah. You're a scary grizzly bear.
I mean, I saw your outfit. You had like joggers.
Yeah.
Joggers
were,
in the crop.
And they were basically up to your belly button.
Yeah.
And I can say that in my gym, I mean, I've gone all the way down to my posing trunks and been
But that's fine. Because it's a real gym though. Like, we can't even compare the YMCA to like commercial gyms. Like, it's kind of closer to that. So we can't really compare it to Big Techs. But like,
well, it's go ahead.
Like, so primarily now I'm lifting at Gold's because it's the closest to me. I mean, their rules kind of suck too, but like, nobody really fucks with me, so it's not as bad for me.
Yeah. I mean, most of the time I work out at my work gym, which is a lot smaller, but I'd go there on my work days, and I'd like to not have to drive all the way into work to use the gym, even though it's free, on my days off. So I'm like, hey, the Y is right down the road, not even like 2 minutes from me. I'll use that type of thing. And so, I mean, it worked. And my frustration is the first day I went in to even sign up for it, I was wearing tight leggings and my other crop top, the extra thick one, and spoke directly. Which is the lewd one? Yeah, it was the panty one. Yeah. Seriously. And I spoke directly to staff for an extended period of time, and nobody said a damn thing to me. So I'm like, oh, hey, cool, I must be good, type of thing, and proceeded to go on, and nobody said anything. I went back the next day in another crop top shirt, and I went back again later on in another one, and nobody said anything to me about it then. And I guess my frustration is just the inconsistency with it. If they had said something the first day, okay, I would have followed the rules, whatever.
That's because the person that you offended with your
probably wasn't there.
Your nude belly button wasn't there that day.
Yeah.
And it's like a prudish woman,
old bat,
or a jealous or a misogynist man. Like I don't think there's anyone else that would really be upset with seeing a midriff, especially if they're an adult.
Yeah.
I know. Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead, Ice Bear.
I want to make my gripe. I want to have a 45-second window for no humor griping here.
Okay.
Because Pan was touching on.
YMCA.
Oh, my God.
He sounded so serious. All right. Here's my for real gripe. And this is this is tag teaming what Panda said.
Okay. There's
basically, in my mind, three possibilities for what happened. One, you have someone that's insecure. Two, you have someone that's jealous. Or three, you know, they're just a big old goofy goober. And no matter what, it's the other person's insecurities just like flowing out of them and putting it onto you. Like you were so not in the wrong in any way. It's really frustrating that their staff, it's particularly when you've already gone in, you've worked there enough times that like they've established a precedent that whatever you're wearing was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then to take whatever that person's gripe is and make it actionable today is absurd. Like they need to be consistent with, like if there's a sign at the entrance to the gym and when you sign up there for the first time, they say, this is the dress code. Even if they say you have to wear otter kigus, that's fine because they've established it. They've made it a precedent. Mm-hmm. But if they allow something for a good stretch of time and then suddenly just because some old lady's like, I want to look pretty again, but now I'm 95 and I want to die. Like that's upsetting. Or, you know, maybe like Panda said, it's a misogynist dude. And he's like, I can't bench press because now I
have this huge
boner is getting in the way of the barbell.
My tiny, tiny little bear bits, and I can't work out because I'm too distracted.
Exactly that.
Yeah, but okay. The way they explained to me, because I was doing arms, so I was doing all upper body stuff. So
that was another issue. You're a woman. You know, so you're working your arms and stuff and outlifting him. That's gonna even infuriate him even more.
Well, so it's like okay, and the way they explained, like they called me later in the day, and so like we just won't explain, like you know, you easily could have just been standing there and you looked just fine and nobody would have said anything, but as soon as you raise your arms up and it goes up a little bit, you're exposing way too much torso,
You're gonna cause mayhem.
Clearly, I caused mayhem. So, you know,
I think the real problem is, I think they have a problem with rabbits wearing crop tops. Like, how did the rabbit get inside the clothes? Like, since when did rabbits start wearing clothes? And where is your fur? That's why you got kicked out, because you're a very un-rabbit like rabbit.
At the end of the day, it's like the kind of like the theme of the week, like everyone's kind of experienced it. It's just haters, man.
I know.
Like you, and like the basis of everyone like being a hater is, I think, ultimately just envy. Like there's something about you that they either want or they can't get, or like they want and can't get, or they just want and so they hate you because they're hating on you because they want it and don't currently have
it. Yeah. I mean, it's so frustrating because it's like I finally, because we kind of touched on, you know, why I started working out or lifting back in the other one, but it's like I finally started feeling comfortable and confident in myself, like body image wise, which is a big thing for me. And so, like, you know, yeah, fuck yeah, I want to, you know, like not show it off, but feel comfortable and like what I want to wear because it makes me feel good when I go lifting, and I'd wear it for me. I'm not wearing it for anybody else. And it's just like, you know, being like accosted in the den, like, excuse me, miss, you need, do you have another shirt? You need to put another shirt on. I'm like, well, no, I don't have another shirt because this is what I chose to wear. And, you know, it just kind of made me feel like, how dare I, you know, be confident and comfortable in my body and shove that in other people's faces.
You shoved your belly button in their face. My
dirty belly button.
Allegedly.
He said, I want to put the D in the belly button. I got to control this kind of urge. I got to get her the fuck out of here.
We all know there's hentai about that. It's very real.
There's real life about that. There's hentai
about everything. I mean, what rule number is it? Like rule 64? There's a hentai or porn about everything? Or is that rule 34?
Rule 34.
34?
I think it's 34.
Hold up.
But yeah, I mean,
you're the fact checker. You need to get on
there. Yeah. I know.
Can you please check this for us?
Yeah, also, just very quickly to the other bears, since we're talking about how her exercise was what caused the problem because her motion lifted her shirt up a bit. Do you guys ever find yourself squatting and, you know, you hit a nice good depth and then your bear bits just fall out? Does that ever happen?
Wait, what? Okay. Your bear bits?
So they fall out of your shorts because they're too short.
I mean, I wear some short shorts, but I usually have like compression underwear underneath. Or
I'll say this:
why? Why would you
I guess
do that?
I guess to answer your question, my nuts don't just fall out mid squat. Like everything is so compressed at that point.
We're not
point.
Making
like,
Earl Grey tea pan. I mean, sorry, Ice Bear. Sorry, I confused you. Sorry, you caught that fire panda, and I am sorry. That was meant for the South Pole bear. I'm sorry because I see your face on my screen, and I said you.
And you're immediately enraged.
Yeah, but we're not fucking making Earl Grey tea, Ice Bear. We're squatting. I actually do wear compressions too because it feels good.
It I like does feeling feel
hugged.
Good.
Nobody else hugs me, but my compressions hug me. You know what I mean? Makes me feel loved. But I will say, when I wear my compression stuff, like even the thicker ones, like the virus ones, that you can wear with like without underwear and stuff like that. If I don't wear shorts and stuff, and you fit them snug just right, you can see a little surprise though when you squat too deep. So I don't usually do it because it's like, oh, this makes me uncomfortable watching the video.
I mean, you can.
It's like
so, like, I know a lot
pocket.
Of guys who wear like the compressed, like do the compression leggings or just like leggings tend to wear like the gym shorts or running shorts or something over it to cover, you know, the crotch and groin area because of that and stuff.
Can we extend this to a general why the YMCA is a bad setup?
Let's say this. Like, who's really the demographic for the Y?
Me?
Yeah.
That was one thing. Like the first, like the second day I went was doing legs, so it was doing deadlifts. And I was the whole time when I was doing them, I was waiting because I was expecting somebody to come to say something to me because of, you know, dropping the weight. So I was being super careful not to like just drop it in between. So, you know, kind of like it was more of like a deficit type of deadlift, not quite, you know,
like
going into it. But so like nobody said anything to me. So I don't know, but who knows? That probably eventually would have been a thing that would have come up and saying, "Excuse me, miss, you're being much too loud."
I've had that at Gold's though.
Try a deadlift.
Yeah, I've had that at Gold's. Like I've had where.
Yeah, that's more common.
Yeah, like I've had where. Okay, there was this one thing. So I was being slightly obnoxious, and I know it. But so I had my phone playing right, and it's like hardcore music, like the genre of hardcores, you know. People don't always like it, right? And it's not like if you're within like 5 feet of me, you can hear it. You know what I mean? But I'm squatting and like the phone's in my squat rack, right?
Yeah.
So like in the middle of me squatting for some fucking reason, or like at this Gold's, it's the Gold's that you went to with me, Pan, when.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like that one, you know how they had like the BOSU balls and shit, like kind of close to the squat racks?
Yeah.
So like these
two... that area is just kind of. The way they set it up, it's terrible because it's like the squat racks with the stretching shit.
Yeah.
So it's
Yeah, so you got people deadlifting by people stretching and shit, right? Like, there's an old video of me. I was still weaker, but it was, like, a big lift for me, so I was doing, like, 500 on a deficit, and I had missed it at the lockout, and it slipped out of my hands. So the fucking weight crashed, and there's this old man, like, 3 feet behind me, like, doing sit-ups, and you can see his eyes, like, the fucking murder going in. He wanted to kill your good friend, Grizz.
Oh.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, it was a bad setup, but at this time, I had the music playing and everything, and I had checked it, like, from the other squat rack, you could barely hear it, right? So it's not like it's fucking too loud. But I had where this lady had got close, and she complained to the managers and shit enough. And so, like, they came, and I had to turn it off and do all that stuff, right? And then same thing with the deadlifts. Like, the same lady complained to me for the deadlifts and shit. And it's kind of like the loud minority. Like, if somebody complains enough, it's going to fucking happen, right?
It may not
be, like, their normal shit, but they're just trying to squash shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of, you're kind of just a casualty in them squashing something and not dealing with a headache.
But I think it's actually really good that they did call you back.
Yeah, that's actually surprising.
You don't even really see. I've never seen that. So that's actually pretty surprising. That's kind of good.
It slightly creeped me out because I'm like, well, how do they know who I was? I didn't say, hi. Well, no, that's true too.
No.
So I'm guessing, I know, creepy.
They must listen to the podcast.
Oh, my God. Oh, they're Baratay fans? So the Y's listening right now?
Crazy
Rabbit. She's going to flame us on the podcast.
Well, no, it's. I think when I went in, they took a picture of me, like, for my ID or whatever to have me on file. So I'm assuming when, you know, the staff or whatever brought it to you, oh, well, this is what happened, blah, 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 blah. They either looked through the files to see who had checked in and recognized me.
They went through hundreds of files, looked for the belly button.
I was wearing a crop top when I signed in the first time. So, you know, I shouldn't have been hard to miss.
They CSI'd the CSI.
They did.
Mm-mm. And they found the right
button. I know. It's just frustrating. And the thing is, I'm lucky enough that I hadn't paid for any membership type of thing. I was still kind of in. I had talked my way into a week and a half free trial.
Goddamn.
So it's like, you know, it's whatever at this point. It was just really frustrating and embarrassing because I was kind of like accosted and called out in public and made to feel very ashamed of myself in front of a bunch of people. Especially, and the thing is, okay, the big thing was, okay, it's a family Y. If I had been at a regular Y, nobody would have said anything. But because it was a family Y, there are kids involved. I'm like, okay, wait, there's an age restriction limit before you even enter the weight room area. I was in the free weights, the dumbbells, doing my arms, mind my own fucking business. And now
you think a 13-year-old boy is going to be able to handle that belly button?
I guess not.
With the raging hormones that they're going through.
Didn't have what dreams, did not even know what they are.
You're going to cause a riot.
Then his mother's going to have the talk 10 years before he planned to.
Because 23 is when you set a young man down.
Exactly.
For the talk.
The birds and the bees and the belly buttons. So.
Maybe congratulations on graduating college. We need to talk about belly buttons.
Yeah. Netflix added Wee Bear Bears? Oh,
shit. Oh, it's fucking over.
All right, time to stop recording.
Well, it's been a great episode.
Oh.
But it's time to go.
Netflix is going to get fucked up.
Speaking of Netflix, I have to admit, after last episode, I started rewatching Friends on Netflix. Thank you very much for that. Pan. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, is that what you did?
We got a lot of positive feedback from those Friends references, by the way.
That is true.
Just the references, right? Nothing else about
people. Well, actually, a lot of people mentioned the references. Like, the Friends jokes were funny as shit.
But it was fun for the moment.
Seriously, though, the most recent Bear episode, like the one with all four of us, was the most popular Bear episode so far.
Oh, yay!
I got, by and large, highly negative feedback with the exception of the Friends references. They're like, none of you are funny except Rachel. She's hilarious and very nice.
That sounds like a biased news source.
I was barely on it.
That sounds biased.
Those were the complaints. They said, we want more Rachel and more Friends references.
It was literally just Ice Bear talking to himself. He left himself a voicemail. talking about his own podcast.
I did have somebody reach out to me. They're like, oh my God, you lived in Del Rio? When? I lived in Del Rio too. I'm like, oh.
Don't answer him.
Del Rio callback. Don't do that. I didn't. It was one of those, you know.
He's going to wear your skin.
Oh, God, shut up. I was like, I don't know who you are. I'm just not going to answer.
Guys, stop DMing her.
I'm just saying.
Please.
Three words. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I actually really love that franchise. But anyways.
You what? I figured you...
Huh? I said I really love that franchise.
You love it or hate it?
Love it.
He loves it.
Oh, the house where they filmed it's actually here in Austin. The reboot.
Oh, the reboot?
Yeah, the one, the really good ones with that like stone looking house. That's over here.
But
I'm not good with scary movies.
The original one though is amazing.
Really weird.
Original scary too. I'm also getting haters, Rachel. It's weird. Like, I made a post about my haters, and a dude showed up. And he's still going on. Like, he's talking trash to Fujo right now.
About you?
I just saw it pop up when we were recording.
So the one that Fujo replied to said to get in the trash can, that's one that was talking shit on Hime's post?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Okay, Pan, is this because of the Bowser, male Bowser cosplay you did, which I love, by the way. Thank you so much for doing that. Thank you. But is it because of that?
Yeah, well, I don't, he didn't mention the actual cosplay, but he's like, someone needs to cut, or he's like, looks like it's time to cut, or whatever, implying that I am not fit to be wearing what I was wearing, or I'm a little fluffy.
Did he see that your name is Balkan Snorlax, not Cutting Snorlax,
that was not Maintenance argument.
Snorlax?
That's what she said. She's like, you literally, your name, if he had just read your name, you're bulky. To be fair, I did not change it when I was cutting.
You're not sand slashing Snorlax.
Yeah, because cutting Snorlax is problematic because you sound like the bad type of sad boy Snorlax.
Yeah,
so we don't want
it's a
that.
Sad. The sad Snorlax. Then I know there's a lot of bulkies out there, and I love y'all, but there's haters too. As soon as I change my name, y'all are gonna take that shit.
Yeah,
true, that's though. A golden name.
Yeah,
people all the time are like, that's the coolest name. Yeah, it's just not, so I'm not gonna change it. But it was just funny, like, because if you look at, I don't want to bash the dude, I'm not gonna talk about it too much, but I'm just saying, like, his name doesn't make sense. And when you click on his profile, it's just like, really has no real room to say anything to me.
So what's his name?
I'm not going to name names, but I think it was like powerlifting_ motherfuckers.
Like,
powerlifting_Asian.
There we go.
powerlifting_Asian, which if you go to his profile, he has no powerlifting information. Like, he has never competed. Nor is he. He has no video of a bench squat or a deadlift, like in a competition singlet or anything. And to be honest, he doesn't look Asian. Now, I'm not being racist. I'm part Asian. I can say that.
But it has nothing to do with being like stating if somebody looks like a race isn't racist.
Saying doesn't look Asian.
Maybe we're misunderstanding the name. Maybe he lifts Asian people.
Oh, maybe he power lifts Asians.
He's just
like he benches Asians. Squats Asians.
He's powerlifting Asians.
Yeah.
His most recent post is like a shredded Asian, and he's like, this kid's shredded.
Oh, if you think,
like, he doesn't even post his own, content.
I bet I can bench him.
And I can see on my alerts right now, like, Fujo's going in on him, and it's hilarious.
Well, I think it's just like you said, it's the whole jealous thing and envy thing.
I would say that's like, that's most of my hate comes from, yeah. They either tell me, I'm too thick right now, which doesn't make sense.
They
to
see
me,
that
really.
Big Bear energy. Okay.
They see the big bear energy. I'm like, well, clearly, like, you don't read my posts because I've told you guys I'm going into a long bulk. Like, I'm gonna be trying to put on good size this whole next year. And then second, they're just mad that I'm married to Hime. Like, that's I get hate for that.
They got that BBED.
Big low bear erectile dysfunction.
Low bear beto.
I mean, it's that, and then it's also too, like, this is the fucking internet. Like,
there's trolls. There's gonna be trolls.
There's just trolls. Just a troll.
I know.
Like, fucking Fujo is a troll.
She's a troll.
She's like the fucking worst troll ever.
But she's a funny troll.
No, for sure. But she trolls so much, like, she trolls herself.
Yeah, like, her own captions troll her.
Yeah.
That's why it's so, like, and if you don't really know her, like, her feed just comes off, like,
what the fuck?
Strange in itself, but, like, it's so good. I don't know. I think she's got one of the best feeds just because, like, her stories are always, like, what the fuck? And then, like, her captions, and they're all trolls.
Like, literally half our time when we live together is her doing, like, some stupid-ass extra shit that's like, let me see what's the most extra pose I can fucking do for the selfie. Like,
and I mean, like, you gotta do it for the selfie. You do it for the gram.
She gets it. Rachel gets it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just been a very day. And it ruined my workout. It did.
It's a workout ruiner today. For sure. I don't think I've ever been... The only time I ever felt like that, I was wearing, like, a full Just Saying gear at my old gym. And to be fair, like, Dragon Ball Z is very recognizable, even if you, don't mess with anime at all. Like, everyone's childhood ran into it. But, I went... It was, like, a group workout day with, like, this old team I used to work out with and was part of, and they all just stared at me when I walked in. They were just like, okay.
What the fuck?
Yeah, they're like, nerd. And I was just like,
Yeah.
But yeah,
for those not watching Panda, why are you grabbing your boobs right now?
And that's another criticism I actually do get at my gym. Like, everyone's always saying, like, why do I do it? I don't know. I think it's like a...
Is it self-massage?
Yeah, like I'm just kind of pressing on it, but it's just like, I don't know if it's just like a nervous tick I have, but like, I don't know, I'm always rubbing on my own boob, like everyone else gets to, like, I'm gonna get a feel too.
I'm doing the same thing, and it's nice.
No,
I'm
it gonna is. Do like massaging the side of your pec, that shit feels pretty.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I worked chest today too, like, and I don't know, like, yeah, after a set, I'll just kind of get in there, and people are like, what are you doing?
That's it, boy. Getting there all nice and deep, like.
Yeah.
For all the listeners, they are in fact all rubbing their chest.
For the other listeners that are not listening but want to listen, Rachel is rubbing both.
No, I am not.
Simultaneously, clockwise. Subscribe to
Patreon right now.
For those of you listening who didn't hear earlier, Rachel was popping some bubble wrap. We had a little ASMR session in the Barite. And it's giving people tingles.
Remember, you can find me on Instagram, CrazyRatRabbit.
Hey, Rachel, what's your Patreon?
I don't have one.
Why is that? Let's talk about that.
I've talked to Hime about it. It's just,
I think it's a good conversation.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing is, I honestly don't feel like I have enough content to kind of qualify or quantify a Patreon. Like, I feel like I would have enough to give patrons for it. And I, you know, because of my job and stuff, I can't post, you know, I can't do the lewd stuff and whatnot.
You're in the public eye.
I mean, it's just, I also don't get to shoot as much as I probably would like to. And so besides the whole lewd thing, because I know you don't have to do that to have a Patreon, though that is the quick way to get, you know, backers initially. But it's like, I don't get to shoot enough. And I feel like I would need to have something to give people who would actually want to support me and stuff. So and I'm sure as you guys know, with Hime and you, it's a whole other, like, almost job undertaking to, you know, organize everything, shoot everything, edit everything, and get everything out on time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, right?
People do People better be grateful they get to see my wife's thick ass.
Because I mean, I'm grateful I get to see it.
I'm editing that booty right now. I don't do any, like, edits to her body at all. But I do have to do, like, some of the lighting and stuff. And I'm just saying, y'all are welcome. I mean, we appreciate you for subscribing, but... God, it's a second job for real.
You know, it is.
It really is.
And it's like I've had conversations. People have kind of come up, have talked to me about. I mean, I've talked to me about it, like, you know, oh, I see your friends doing, you know, the lewd Patreons thing. How do you feel about that? I'm like, I love it because she's my friend and she can do whatever the fuck she wants and I'm gonna support her. So, you know. It's people are going to, and I've talked to her, people are going to feel the whole hater thing circling back. People are going to feel whatever they're going to feel. They're going to have opinions about everything.
Yeah. Well, like, and everybody's line's different, right? Like everybody line that's like too lewd or like, and everything, everybody's is different. Like, and at the end of the day, like it's part of putting yourself out there. No matter what, we're going to have negative feedback, whether like we're just starting the journey and the process, like kind of more likely where we all are. Or when you're further on, like as our reach gets bigger, the more
you're
like,
out there.
Yeah, and there's more room for people to talk shit, right? Like no matter what it is. I mean, because even like the brand's got it every once in a while. Like I've had a couple of trolls, nothing major. Every once in a while, somebody will talk shit randomly, but usually I just block them and get them off the page.
Yeah, it's
just that, and you move on. Like it's either they're on board or they're not. And
I like that approach. The blocking, just moving on. But also, like, what Hime does was she will leave it on for a long time and kind of just... Because she's like, I want to show people the kind of, like...
happening.
The kind of stuff that's happening to me. She's like, this dude's doing it on my comments, but she's like, I get DMs like this. She's like, I want people to know, like, I'm not fucking scared either. And what's good, I think, about the Nakama, the brand, like, everyone that's kind of around Senpai Strength, like, they kind of rally... really quickly in the comments when it's like a pack mentality almost. Everyone starts like coming out of the woodwork if they see that shit and they're like, what are you doing? Like, why are you talking?
Do you remember the thing with Valerie and the bench?
Oh,
when
yeah.
That random dude that couldn't bench the bar was like shitting on her form.
Yeah,
so that was like everyone immediately.
Yeah, so Val's like one of, because like the only people that I have like that are like athletes that will compete under the brand's name completely. Mm-hmm. Is Ray and Val. And Val's awesome. Like, Val's strong as shit. She has a strong bench. And, I mean, she benches with an arch, like most people do.
She's got a pretty significant arch, which is not bad. Yeah. Like, it's just for the framing of the story.
Yeah, so her arch is fairly big, right? Like, she has a good ROM for powerlifting. Now, anybody that's not familiar with powerlifting, I mean, like, even guys get it. Like, I get it on my personal, like, when I was still active on it. But it's not people that are into powerlifting, right? It's either like gym bros, like not people that... So people will say like bodybuilders, but it's not bodybuilders because people that bodybuild know their shit too. It's the people that train like they're bodybuilders.
Wannabe bodybuilders.
Yeah. They got something off of bodybuilding.com like or T Nation or 4chan.
Hey, and fucking... Fit is flawless accuracy. Don't you dare critique Fit.
Okay. So bodybuilding.com.
Go mad starting strength for like 5 years.
Oh, dude. I hate starting strength.
Fat milk.
Like, gallon of milk a day.
Like, let me say this real quick, though.
Ow.
I hate starting strength. And it's usually always, I can tell who's learned from starting strength by the way they squat. Like most people, not all, but a lot of starting strength lifters squat a very, very particular way and hold the bar a very, very particular way. Or don't hold the bar a very
You leave Mark
way.
Rippy Toad alone.
I was like, why are you, you know, Ripple Toe is the god, right? The god of fortune. You mess with him, you mess with Scooby. Or Ziz, you're going
Ziz.
Down.
Ziz is the god of fortune.
Like, but anyways, hold on, one second.
All right, so while we're taking this record break, let's see, Q, are you listening? Q, if you're listening to this, a reminder to get in the dungeon, and you are everyone's sub.
Oh, Q? Yeah, Q. Also, too, Q, Thank you for the honor of approval. It was very beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We love you. Hi, Chu.
Also, I guess, like, everyone in general, we've been thinking of, like, this idea that I don't know how we get to you. Maybe, like, oh, maybe, Senpai, you could do, like, an AMA thing, like, that we do for the podcast. You could do, like, a not a live one necessarily, but, like, a day before. Be like, what questions do you want for the Berte?
Yeah, like, or, like, what would you like to talk about?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be a fantastic idea.
I think we should do that. And then that's a good idea. That, and also when we get more of a reach, I do want to have like call-ins and shit like that. That'd be fun.
Ooh, fancy.
Rachel, but, before you we call? Do call-ins, you're going to have to figure out how to record in under an hour.
I don't know. Aren't they supposed to call?
You have one phone call. One person's going to answer that call in the Berete. Who is that person?
I don't know. Can I just call Hime back on the phone and go talk to her?
What the kill?
You know what's funny? Hime's like weaseled her way into every episode of the Berete.
That's her sphere of influence.
I don't think about Delaware.
I Della don't.
Della didn't.
Are you Della unaware?
Della under there.
All right.
Anyways,
this has gone too far.
What I was going to say was this.
Della, where does it end?
What I was going to say is, take to powerlifting, like, we'll talk shit about the arch. Well, anyway, this kid, he said some shit about Val's bench.
Yeah, if so I'm like, not mistaken, it evolved from him critiquing the bench incorrectly. To like, I think at some point he like attacked her and like.
Yeah, it just flat out went to like troll, like not even a troll, just like straight up attacking her, like calling her a bitch or something, like straight insults at that point.
Yeah.
But Val does what Hime does, like she will just blast him on her story and be like.
Yeah, and since she blasted him on her story, everybody caught wind because I didn't know it was happening until her story, because like my shit gets flooded a lot, so I don't really like. See the comments and stuff until I go to the actual post.
He's a big deal. He turns off the notifications. He can't
constantly be
seeing the pings.
People. I'm surprised he answers and responds to us sometimes.
Yeah. He's a busy man. But go on, Grace.
Okay, all that is false, but...
No, we know you love us.
That's what he wants you to
know. Well, Rachel knows that.
Right. I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry. I don't fucking cuddle you guys enough. All you all want
from
me.
You're the sensitive bear. But are you gonna finish your story?
I'm fucking pulling it up. You know what's funny? Okay. Our one friend that says I'm the wholesome bear and Pan is the deviant.
We don't have a friend like this.
Yeah, we do.
Wait, it's who's the deviant?
Pan.
And Iceberg is just nothing.
Well, he's in the middle. He's the middle bear. Like
he's
kind of there for the trouble, but he's not all in. Like, Pan's like, I'm not going to wear underwear and go flaunt my stuff, my bits. That's Pan. And me.
Literally, Travis is the one that just said that earlier. He's like, I go to the gym and squat so people can see my nuts. But that's something Pan would do because he's a fucking deviant.
Hey. I never specified what I meant by bits. You inferred that. You're just a bad bear.
Okay, what did you mean by bits?
We need like clarification now.
Like, yeah, like my car keys and my wallet.
Because everyone squats with that in their pocket.
Yeah, you want to make sure you have even leverages, and if you just leave the car keys in there, you're going to be weighted to the right side. So you put your wallet in the left side, but that's not quite right. So you may like take the change or like half of it out of the left and throw it in with the keys, and then you're square. Bear bits.
There's a thing called a gym bag, and you can put stuff in it.
Oh, Senpai Strength,
fuck them up, Rachel.
Some gym bags. Maybe I would have a gym bag, but Senpai Strength doesn't offer gym bags. Why not?
Don't bring our fearless leader under fire right now.
He's so hard for us.
He does enough.
He does.
I want some exclusive Big Bear Energy Senpai Strength gym bags.
Big bear energy. Okay,
beanbags.
Such
big bear. big bags of bear energy. There you go.
And hacky sacks. Anyways.
Ooh, God, back a to big story. Bear hacky sack. Yeah, back to the story.
Go ahead.
Okay. Digress.
So it's a video of Val benching 170, right?
Oof.
Which is good. A pretty strong fucking yeah. bench.
Pretty good.
So we have cool people like saying, over here. We have cool people saying, damn, that's strong. Another person, yeah. I want that strength, please lend, right? Don't we all?
And all then some, positive.
And yeah. then somebody yeah. else was, does that arch really help? I was always told you needed a flat back. And then we answered and it's good, right? That's how you, that's how you that, talk to somebody about the fucking arch. Anyways.
That's how it works.
Ooh, we have a ice bear. Oh, easily the most drama I've seen on a senpai strength post. Peppers. Somebody, holy moly. Another place. Ooh, okay, so this is where people are starting to go into this guy. And I'm getting to him. Actually, where is... Oh, no.
Did he delete it?
No. I think he deleted it. I think it's gone.
Is his profile gone, or did he delete the post?
He died.
Arno's profile's not gone. Oh, no. Yeah, yeah, I guess he deleted everything.
Or like I mean, his stuff. I would delete everything if I was like, like falsely critiquing someone, and then you know my only videos at the time were benching in the squat rack with.
Oh yeah, that's yeah. right. He was like, I was injured, so I have to use the Smith machine. Like, I kind of felt bad.
It's like, sure, bro. Yes. Yeah.
But I'm just like, you brought this on yourself, yeah. bro. So, like, so
these are the comments that are still there.
But I think, like I said, we're in. Oh, so go ahead, Chris.
Okay. Somebody puts, bruh, get a load of this pencil neck goober. You're about wide. you're about wide around as a hiccup, man. LMAO. And then somebody else is saying, LMAO, you call yourself a power lifter, but you're squatting in a Smith machine. Don't be judging other people's form when you don't even know shit about powerlifting because your form is trash and you're squatting in a fucking Smith machine. You shouldn't be talking shit.
Damn.
Jeez. Yeah. But I think we're just in the day and age, in the whole internet thing again. It's like people feel comfortable saying whatever they want to say because you're not face-to-face with somebody. And exactly. that's just what everybody's dealing with. So.
Oh, shit. This guy's older than I thought he was. Wait. I don't know.
How? Well, okay. Be careful. You know. We broached the whole old topic thing last time. How old
some panda
is old?
Who can't be named called.
He looks older than all of us.
Your grandparents.
And actually,
God, Rachel,
Pan was
get
joking.
Get out of the fountain. Put your umbrella away and just forget. Forget I said anything like that.
Can't you? Can you just we'll be there for you. Anyways, one. Boy. Pan was joking. Are you older than or younger than Ice Bear? I'm assuming Ice Bear is older than you.
Who, me? Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the same age as Ice Bear.
Okay, then. What the fine. Hell?
If you were any older than him, it'd be a problem.
Not even.
Oh, okay.
Like, even a day older? No, even, seriously, though.
No. I'll give you the year.
That's generous, Pan. But anyways.
That's very generous.
But seriously.
I'm not as malicious and ruthless as y'all make me out to be. I'm a good guy. Ruthless. I'll call you on your bullshit, and I'll tussle you around a bit. Like, you're coming to the bear today. This is my home. I'm gonna be a little protective.
You're gonna tussle them bear bits.
if there's bits. One thing you can count on Panda for,
tussling the bear bits.
Oh. If you can't handle bear bits being ruffled and rustled, get the fuck out of my tay.
Yep.
Your tay.
Yep. Well, Chase just brings you in the closet and bats your junk.
Oh my god.
So, Pan's a molester.
Oh my god.
No. Hold on. Let's not spread misinformation. I mean,
can we not?
It's normally just willing participants like Q. And he just treats those little cue balls like a speed bag.
Oh my god.
Tongue punches the cue balls.
Oh.
Look, man, if you can't slug your buddy's rump, whose can you? Am I right? am I?
Oh, no. Q, what they do?
Hold on,
to
I want
to
see. Oh, there's Panda's face. It's perfect.
Anyway,
body image issues in today's society.
You have to be worried about being in a closet by Pan.
Hey, do you think if you were at a Planet Fitness, you know, where have we talked about the Lunk Alarm yet on the podcast, or is that just privately?
I don't think we talked about it on the podcast.
I don't think we've talked about it like in months.
We have like 3 Barrette episodes, Travis. If you cannot keep up with what we've done at this point in time.
Have you listened to the Barrette episodes, Vice Bear?
No, I don't listen to them.
You look at the Delaware demographics for the
Barrette. Check the metrics. There's no one from Delaware listening. I'm not.
There's like one horse in a barn. He listens.
So you're not even listening.
We don't have barns here yet. That's technology. We're not.
That's witchcraft. That's witchcraft.
We let our horses roam barns as God intended.
Well, no, tell me about the Lunk Alarms, because I've never actually been to like a planet, like actual like gym like that before.
So, the concept of Planet Fitness in general, it's very well intentioned.
It's
a good concept if they executed it right. The whole premise of it is they don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable.
Okay. But
the way they've set up their regulations, if you even kind of know what you're doing, you will feel uncomfortable.
Oh.
In a Planet Fitness.
Well, like, can I say this and play devil's advocate?
Yes. Sure.
I think people should feel uncomfortable in the gym.
In what way? Because they're physically working out?
That, and then also, like, because their premise is they don't want to be intimidated by people that are stronger than them or bigger than them or, you know.
No, the idea is, like, that every man can come to this gym and not feel judged.
Yeah, I think that's what they're kind of going for.
It's people that just want to get into fitness, and they want to go there, and they don't want, like, a big bodybuilding Pan to come up and ask to see if their set is over. Because, heaven forbid, like, I ask you a question looking the way I do.
So, well, here's the thing, Pan. You would never interrupt someone's set because the weights don't go up high enough, and there's also no free weights.
That is true. But seriously, what's wrong with a little bit of negative reinforcement? I'm just saying.
I'm fully on. I think it's very poorly executed, but I think for a certain person, for an individual that is just starting out, that is maybe a little bit uncomfortable, I think it's a fine idea to like have your gym revolve around the notion that if you come here, no one's going to bug you. You just get to come and work out. Unfortunately, the way their rules work, if you know what you're doing, you're going to feel incredibly uncomfortable. And also, if you don't know what you're doing, they really set you up for failure.
No.
Because you have – the minute you walk in, you've got free candy at the counter. Like, there's Tootsie Rolls everywhere in a Planet Fitness.
And pizza
There's donut days once a week, and there's pizza days once a week. Bro. Yeah, and it's free. So there's actually – for anyone out there listening, if you just want a food hustle really quick, a Planet Fitness membership is $10 a month. And you can get way more than $10 of food at Planet Fitness. So just keep that in mind. You can make your money on food if you don't want to
work
out.
It's so weird there because they do that, right? But then they also offer tanning beds. So I'm like, who are you playing to? Because the only people that want to tan after they've gymmed and stuff and like the idea of that are people that are already confident in their bodies.
Mm-hmm. They're trying to like – target everyone, but they're not in doing that. They're like ideal for no one. Like they've got something to reach out to almost everyone, but then they've got a bunch of stuff that makes it very awkward for that same person.
Don't their dumbbells not go past 70?
They don't go past 60.
60?
They don't go past 60. There are you cannot deadlift. There are no squat racks. There are no benches. I mean, there are benches, but there's no barbells. So, like you could drag one, you could drag one over to a Smith machine.
Like, if their dumbbells went up to 100, I think that'd be, like, okay. Like, you could do, like, Lily Bridge, like, you know, RDLs.
60. Sorry, buddy. Shrugs. 60. That's where they stop. I mean, maybe there's one out there where they go higher, but I've been to several because, like, normally when, like, I'm out of town, that's where I'll go to just because it's cheap or free. Like, you can get a free pass most of the time. So it's like it'll work for a day. And yeah, they're all
pretty simple. Does it really?
Nah, I mean, no. But it's better than a hotel gym.
You have somebody trying to take you out, Rachel.
Like a predator. Yeah, that's inappropriate garb. So at Planet Fitness, there is a thing called the Lunk Alarm. Mm-hmm. Where you will be shamed for doing anything dropping interesting. Weight. If you drop the weight, there's like a sensor in the floor. It will sound. If you're, if you're grunting loudly, someone will flag it. So like your situation today, if someone had complained about your outfit, they would have gone up, told the front desk, and the front desk would have like sounded the alarm in your area. Probably would have kept doing it until you like looked back at them, and then they would have like waved you over.
I hate that.
It's pretty awkward. And the thing about the floor sensors is they're incredibly sensitive. Like I remember I didn't even drop a dumbbell once. Like I was just like I like got up from like just bench fly and like I stepped a little aggressively and like my body weight set it off from stepping too hard.
Much big bear energy. Yeah, it was too much. Just too much. Oh my god. That's so I don't know. I get the whole, you know, wanting everybody to feel comfortable, but then, you know, that I feel that's a little extra.
Oh, it's quite extra.
Very extra.
I guess I'm just not as nice. I don't know.
No, I mean, I also get the whole, you know, being uncomfortable because that gives you some, like...
but you have to understand, like, the Grizz in general, he is a man of pain. he doesn't... And he looks at it in every aspect of life.
No.
He probably drives, like, a car that's slightly uncomfortable seating. He probably gets the middle seat on the airplane. Because he's like, I need to be in pain.
I don't deserve comfort.
hey, Grizz, who's the better hugger?
Don't even start this, Grizz.
Doesn't fight in words.
Who gives the more enjoyable hug?
More enjoyable bear
you,
hug.
I'll tell you what. The second time I met Grizz, he was trying to give me a handshake, but I went in full-armed, hugged him. Aww. It was sensual. It was soft.
Is it cuddly?
He was warm. The lats were big. But he was going to give me a lame-ass, like, fist bump handshake.
Now,
bullshit.
You know what I was going to do? I was trying to grab your hand and then pull you into
gonna
a hug.
Trump handshake me? Like, jerk me?
Yeah, and I was going to pull you into a hug.
Aw.
But you
beat me. So you ruined it.
Nah, but he beat me to it.
I ruined it by showing him love first. And if that's ruining it, then I'm a ruiner. Old Pan Pan the ruiner, because he loves too much.
I mean, I've already planned when we meet. I'm just going to...
Wasn't it mistletoe goggles? That's what you were going to do when you guys met?
Yeah.
That was the original plan.
That was
the original plan. What's your plan B, Grizz? Let's hear it. I mean, I spit.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. I got Grizz on my mind because I might potentially see him in 2 days. Not a big deal.
What? For
well,
what?
Well, I mean, now that I know about this, I don't want to tell my story anymore. I wasn't even invited to whatever the fuck's going on.
Hey, Travis, if you can make it to Dallas on Saturday, you're invited, buddy.
I work, thanks, though.
Okay. Travis is working. He's not going to be in Dallas.
Hey guys, thanks for inviting me.
He's gonna have to edit all of this.
Hey Rachel, would you like to come to Dallas on Saturday?
You made it even cooler. Someone made that. Oh damn. So Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so anyway, while we're waiting, the hug thing. Here was my plan, Panda.
Let's hear it.
I was gonna, you know, we're gonna meet. We're gonna make eye contact.
We're gonna
exchange a bear glance. Mm-hmm. That bear glance is gonna turn into a bear stare.
Okay.
There's going to be some big bear energy filling the room.
I know there's going to be big bear energy.
Avoiding big bear energy.
Pants are going to become a little taut. just the right amount. Like, still no homo, but you know, like, feelings will be felt then
I mean, he'll be lucky if I'm even wearing pants, buddy.
Like, you know what it's like? It's like pre-sword fight, but it's where the samurai is like flick their katana out of the sheath just a little bit.
The samurai shows, like, duel.
A tip of the blade. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it is. They're just that much hot.
Oh, not quite docking, but you know, a little bit of, you know, a little nuzzle.
A little bear nuzzle.
If bears can't nuzzle.
So, I mean, so post bear nuzzle, I'm gonna fake it like I'm going for just a fist bump.
Uh huh.
Then I'm gonna take a step back and hold out my hand for a handshake. Then as soon as you go in for your hug, I'm gonna dodge it. I'm gonna swoop in. I'm gonna hip to hip. I'm gonna get a BJJ throw. I'm gonna put you on the ground.
Suplex. Got it.
I'm gonna get a ground and pound going. Except instead of trying to hurt you, I'm gonna give you really cutesy, playful anime big bro punches, and you're gonna giggle. I'm gonna tickle you.
Ejaculate
right under your little pancake chesticles. I'm gonna give you a little tickle. Once you're on the verge of tears, as you often are when you're laughing, I'm going to tag Hime in, and then Hime is going to give you a hug, and then that'll be that.
All right. Well, my plan was big Pan 220 plus, just running at you full speed. I'm going to jump in the air, arms out wide, hope you can catch all this.
And just go down in a heap.
Oh, he'll go down.
Just go down.
And then it'll be awkward anime go down where, like, I fall on top of him and, like,
your knees,
he's all, like, embarrassed and, like,
my face will be a little bit in his face. I'll have forgot to wear pants.
Yeah.
I'll have toast in my mouth.
Your hand accidentally wound up on my titty. And I'm like, Ice Bear.
And oh, then, my. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah. And then
Panda-san.
And then that's when the shoujo begins.
That is when it begins.
Because Hime's going to be furious.
It's when the shoujo romance begins, my friends.
Brilliant.
That's how it happens.
I mean, triangle.
Beginning of a beautiful yaoi manga. Gorgeous.
Maybe Grizz will be there. I mean, he'd have to be. Wherever I'm. You're never coming to Texas, so I have to somehow make it out of Texas. That's hard. Like, let's all meet up in Charlotte.
Yay.
I want to tear up the town.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, wait. Rachel's there, too.
I want to get to Charlotte and be like, Pan Pan is here, not queer, and ready to drink some beer.
And see some dead dicks.
I'm going to go with you to your crime scenes. I'm going to have a mustache. I'm going to have the FBI jacket on.
And you need the aviator glasses. You need the aviator sunglasses, too, to just dramatically take off.
Yes, and then I'm going to be wearing short shorts. And then you're going to be like, he's from the FBI. He's from the queer department. And they won't bat an eye. And then I'll have my coffee. And then we'll go into the scene. I'm going to vomit immediately because I've never actually seen a real dead body before. And that shit is going to traumatize. I'm going to throw up everywhere, ruin the crime scene, and be like, well, my job here is done. And then I'm gonna go hang out with Travis.
It's an open shut case. That guy is not a cop.
Open the shut case? What, Rachel, why did you bring him here?
I thought you were gonna go for like a pun. Like you're gonna look and see like the dead penis on the floor. And then you'd be like, cold one anybody? And pull off the sunglasses.
Is it me or is it cold in here? And then I'm gonna elbow Rachel jokingly, and then everyone else around us is gonna be like, "What the fuck?
Like, come on, bro! It's a dead dick. Be sensitive.
It's just a dead dick. This is an everyday occurrence here in old dead dick town."
You know, fun fact, that is actually when they were renaming the Hornets to the Bobcats, they considered the Charlotte Dead Dicks, but it just got edged out by a smidge.
Hey guys, I think I've got a tap out. I've got work in the morning.
Hey, me too.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, Rachel.
We've got some good stuff.
Oh yeah. Why don't you say your goodbyes?
Okay. To everybody.
Just to me.
Just to Penn. You. Just say goodbye to Penn and tell Penn where he can find you on Instagram.
Hey, Rachel, where can I find you after this show?
I'm tired.
Del Rio, Texas. Good night, gang.
No. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to the Bearte podcast. Hopefully, we will be back with even more guests and more bear shenanigans in the future. And hope you guys tune in and listen to us again.
Goodbye.